Der Pro Wrestling Podcast.
Ja, hallo und herzlich willkommen hier bei Headlock, dem Pro Wrestling Podcast und einer kurzen kleinen Interviewausgabe. Mein Name ist Olaf Bleich, ich bin euer Host und ich hatte die Gelegenheit, mit WWE-Legende Tito Santana zu sprechen. Möglich gemacht haben das die Freunde von 2K Games, denn jetzt am 12. November 2025 erscheint das WWE 2K25 DLC-Pack Saturday Night's Main Event Pack mit unter anderem eben jedem Tito Santana sowie Mr. Wonderful, Paul Orndorff, dem Junkyard Dog, Jesse Ventura und Sid Justice. Und da habe ich natürlich dann ein bisschen mit Tito Santana plaudern können und ich möchte euch da gerne dran teilhaben lassen. Und deswegen gebe ich gleich an mich weiter und deswegen gebe ich gleich an mich selbst weiter und an die WWE-Legende Tito Santana. Viel Spaß beim Interview. Tito Santana, thank you for joining us and thank you for taking your time. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're very welcome. I'm looking forward to this.
That's actually really amazing. You brought me many, many great wrestling memories. To be honest, your name goes back all the way to my first wrestling event I've ever saw. That was WrestleMania 6. You faced the Barbarian back in the day. So, and now we're here talking and you're in WWE 2K25. How does this whole thing with a new video game and the new DLC make you feel?
It makes me feel great, you know, because all those years in the WWF, I think this is my first time in a video game. And, you know, I'm excited. You know, the fans have been talking to me about this and I can't wait.
How does this whole deal come together? Can you talk a little bit about that? And why is it so late? Why is this the first video game we're actually in? Why is this your debut so late?
I have no idea, but let me tell you, I'm grateful that it's here. You know, this new company that runs the WWE, to me, they're being good to me, and I'm so grateful, and so are the fans, because the fans kept asking me, when am I going to appear in a video game? And it's happening now.
I think that's really amazing. Like I said, it's really an honor to be talking to you right here. I'm a fan since 1990, and I followed all your career after that, and also tracked your career before that. But when I look back at WrestleMania 6, I also remember, like, there's another guy on commentary that's called Jesse the Body Ventura, and he's also in the new WWE 2K Saturday Night's Main Event pack as well. And back in the days, Jesse was actually making a lot of fun of you on commentary. You remember that? Calling you Chico Santana, the Flying Burrito, and stuff like that. Any funny stories about Jesse Ventura to pay him back a bit?
Well, no. Jesse the Body and I were actually good friends from when we were in the AWA. And he was over so big that whenever he used to knock me by calling me Chico and all that, it was really helping me get over with the fans, you know, because I was a baby face. He was a heel. I didn't realize he was calling me Chico. And I would get to the arenas and the fans would be hollering, "Hey, Chico." And it kind of used to, you know, kind of piss me off a little bit because, you know, I thought they were insulting me. And then one Saturday morning, I just happened to be watching a wrestling show and I heard Jesse calling me Chico. And I said, that's where Chico comes from. And you know, no, I mean, Jesse will tell you, they've asked Jesse several times who he would prefer to go in the ring and work against, and he always says he enjoyed wrestling Tito Santana.
that's a good story. And also we got the Survivor Series up ahead end of the month as well, and what many people don't remember is that you actually main evented one of the very first Survivor Series back in 1990 alongside Hulk Hogan and the Ultimate Warrior back in the days. Any special memories of maybe Hulk, the Warrior, or this event itself?
Well, for me, you know, Hulk and the Ultimate Warrior were huge. And for me to be teamed up with them, man, it was the biggest honor probably that I had in the entire time that I was in professional wrestling. To be alongside, you know, fighting in a team with them is a feeling that I'll never forget. You know, standing in the ring, getting announced, and then having the match was unbelievable.
I remember that as well. It was, I mean, I think in the prelims there before that, you had like a really great match and you were the sole survivor for your team and you made it to the finale alongside Hogan and the Warrior. It was a great story, by the way, back in the day, so I really remember that. You were also IC champion. That was before that as well. What was the IC championship has a special mantra, let's say, a special motto behind it. What was your, let's say, purpose behind the Intercontinental Championship back in the days? What did this mean to you?
Well, it meant a lot to me. You know, when I won the belt from Don Morocco, I mean, that kind of pulled me to the top. And Bobby the Brain Heenan told me, I'm wearing this shirt, as a matter of fact. This was the first shirt that came out about Tito Santana that I used to wear in the ring. And Bobby told me that, you know, my shirt was selling more than anybody else's in the company.
Really?
Made me feel really good. I mean, the fans were behind Tito Santana, no doubt.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I can say that even as a German fan, do you know how popular you were in Germany in the 90s, in the beginning of the 90s, when wrestling really took over here?
I didn't really realize, you know, how big it really was. All I knew is that every time the WWF went and we had shows, the places were packed. Mm. And whenever I stepped into the ring and had a match, the fans were always behind me. You know, it made me feel good, you know, that the fans were so far away from me. And, you know, they just felt like they knew Tito Santana and they received me like one of them.
Do you have any special memories of some events here in Germany? Because I think especially because of your character back then, that was the El Matador, everyone loved you. I have never heard a wrestling fan or wrestling professional, commentator, whatever, that said, nah, I didn't like Tito Santana. He sucked, you know. Everyone loved you back in the day.
Yeah, you know, it was a great feeling, because I just remember every place that we went to, the arenas were packed. Mm-hmm. And I usually had a pretty good spot. And whenever I would come into my match, you know, the fans would explode, you know, and the way I felt that I was received, it was almost better than when I was in the States. You know, the fans, you know, I guess because I had been seen more in the States, I was kind of new overseas. I think the fans did go crazy when Tito Santana stepped into the ring. And let me tell you, I appreciated that.
Like I said, you also had the character of the El Matador back then. Can you tell us how this came together? Because before that, you were Tito Santana. You were more or less yourself. And suddenly they were like, no, we want to maybe underline your Latino heritage, and you became El Matador. I just saw one of the vignettes you made there in a big arena and looking around there. How did it all come together?
Well, as a matter of fact, I gave Vince McMahon my notice, and because I wasn't being used. I thought I was over with the fans, and I wasn't being used like I thought I should have been used. And he said, no. He says, I got one more thing that I want to do with you. And he says, would you mind going to Mexico and training to be a bullfighter? And I said, I'll do whatever you want me to do. So I agreed to that. And Pat Patterson kept telling me, Tito, we're going to go into South America. We're going to go into Central America. We're going to go into Mexico. And Bruce Prichard later on, you know, told me that they had plans to put the world title on me. And I don't know if you remember when I beat the Undertaker in Barcelona, Spain, you know, things were rolling that way. And then all of a sudden, you know, the push stopped. Mm. I don't know why. I want to think that it was because of the devaluation of the peso compared to the dollar. I didn't think it was a good business move for Vince and the WWF. But they never told me. So, you know, it's all me, you know, trying to put it together.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember also seeing you wrestle in Wembley Stadium, and everyone was excited to see you. The gimmick was over. Your character was over. And I thought you should, you were pretty underrated when I saw you in the early 90s there. And I always thought, put a belt on this guy.
Thank you.
I have one final question, because we've seen you on WWE television as well. Last December, you were at the Saturday Night's Main Event in the crowd as well. And since we all know in WWE 2K25, we can always build some dream matches, some fantasy booking and so on. Have you seen any current talent where you would say, man, Tito Santana back in the day, maybe not today, maybe even today, and this guy or whoever, that would be a great matchup. Are there any talent that stood out to you?
Well, a guy, you know, present that I would have loved to really work with that I never worked with was Randy Orton.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but there's so many, you know, CM Punk, you know, is a fantastic wrestler. You know, I think the fans like him and they like Tito Santana, but I still would have liked to have gotten in the ring with him. There are a lot of talented wrestlers, you know, out there, you know, that I think my style of wrestling would actually fit in pretty good in the present type of wrestling.
Absolutely. And we also got a lot of Mexican wrestlers there as well. Lucha Libre is huge in WWE today. I think your style back then, even though it was not really Lucha Libre, it was more technician style, I think it would have mixed very well with them as well.
Yeah, I agree. You know, a lot of the legends, a lot of the older timers would tell me that I was the first wrestler to really bring the aerial moves in the WWF back in 1979, 1980.
Yeah. As I said, the guy's telling me I have to wrap up. Probably I could have talked hours with you, but we have to finish this here. Any final words towards your German audience? Any thank yous, any whatever?
Well, I want to thank them because there's a lot of, I get a lot of communication with the fans, you know, and they keep asking me, when is it going to come out? Well, you know, 2K25 is already out, and this main event, Saturday night main event package that's coming out is going to be out on November the 12th. So I just hope that everyone goes out there and, you know, gets their chance to use Tito Santana in that game and, you know, maybe give him a few belts.
That's a good idea. Do it better than back in the 90s. Deserve it. Thank you very much for your time. Stay safe. And I hope to see you maybe on WWE TV or in the next video game then.
Thank you so much.
Headlock, der Pro Wrestling Podcast.